I'm County Mayor Randy Porter, hoping you're having a great weekend. Hey, it's Christmas time. Hope you're out there enjoying the season. Great time as we celebrate Christ's birth. This week's show is about a subject that's tough to talk about, but a very real problem, especially during the holidays. And that's suicide. There's a push to try and prevent suicide in our country with what's called the Be the One Suicide Prevention Campaign. My guests this week are working on this program for veterans. They're Jennifer DuPont. She is American Legion Post 135 Be the One Coordinator. And my good friend Skip Ritter. He's the Chaplain and Media Coordinator for American Legion Post 135. Good day, guys. Thanks for being on the show and appreciate what y'all do for our community and our veterans.
I'm glad to be here with you, Randy.
So, we all know that during the holidays, suicide is a big thing. Of course, it's a big thing all year long, but especially during the holidays. And it's a tough subject to talk about. A lot of folks that don't want to talk about it, and sometimes it's hard to recognize in folks, but there's a lot of people out there that I think lives could be saved if we got involved more and look for those signs and try to help folks. And y'all are doing it with this new program, Be the One Coordinator. So we're going to talk about suicide in general today and some of the things that you can look for in individuals. I try to help prevent it. A lot of information and the hotline and different things that folks can call. But then we're kind of going to concentrate on the veterans and military folks that Jennifer and Skip are working with this new program. You know, guys, I was reading, says since the 9/11 attacks, and I think I got this off the Department of Defense website, the number of veterans who have taken their own lives far surpasses the number of American deaths incurred during the entire Korean War, Vietnam War, Gulf War, and Global War on Terrorism combined. Says a veteran is 50% more likely to take his or her life than a person who has never served in the military. So you're veterans looking at and working with American Legion and everything. So Skip, what's the cause of that? Is it because of all the horrific things that they've seen during the military, or do you have an idea?
Yeah, it can be a combination of things between pride and self-esteem being low. It could be the fact that they've been active in a particular war and have actually killed people, and they have to live with that afterwards. So there's a variety of things that are in the midst of all that, plus the PTSD problem can add to that as well, and alcohol and drugs.
So, Jennifer, the American Legion Post, y'all are looking to use this new program, the Be the One Coordinator kind of thing you're doing, to try to recognize folks that are high risk for suicide. You might not be able to see the warning signs, but this new program helps you recognize those warning signs?
Yes. During the training, they'll go over major contributing factors to veteran suicide, because I would say a lot of times people, after the fact, when you're talking to friends and family, they don't quite recognize. They're like, wow, I didn't see anything. So during the training, they'll discuss major contributing factors to suicide so that you can kind of see if people are struggling. And it could be anything from financial issues. They just lost a loved one. It can be a number of things. That's why this training, we're geared a little towards veterans, but the prevention program that the Be the One training utilizes is something that is worldwide and in a bunch of different languages. So
people trying to help the veterans, I think it's a great program. Some of these stats just blow me away. Department of Defense said in 2023, there were 523 active service members that committed suicide. That's in the military. That's active. They're somewhere on an army, a military base, somewhere, Skip, took their lives in 493 in the year before that.
And breaks down to being about 22 veterans die a day from suicide. And that's why we need to be aware of what's going on around us with the people, not just veterans, but our family members and our friends, and see what's going on, asking the questions if we find them in a difficult situation.
Some other stats about the veterans, you know, once they got out of the military, suicide's the number two cause of death in veterans under the age of 45. So the stats that we had to pull for veterans are still from 2020, 2021 fiscal year there. 6,392 veterans committed suicide in that 12-month period. And then the other thing that caught my eye was veterans are 72% higher risk of suicide than those who have not served.
That's correct.
So you start thinking about all the horrific things during military conflicts and wars that these folks have seen and had to do. I saw an interview with a gentleman last night on the news, and he was talking about how that he was deployed, and every minute was risk and the chances of being hurt or killed and having to be on constant watch. And then all of a sudden, he's home trying to get back to a normal life. And that transformation from that military service back to that normal life has got to be unbelievably hard. Do you not think that that has a lot to do with it, too?
Yeah, and when they come home and the wife has been the head of the family while they've been gone overseas for a year or 2 years, whatever it might be, and suddenly he's thrown back into the family and he wants to be head of the family, but she was head of the family, and now we have that whole new adjustment going on. Plus, also, he had a job when he was in the service that he knew exactly what he was going to do, what was going to happen every day. Now he comes home and he gets a job in some other place and things are completely different. And so it's a struggle for them to handle that process.
I'm not sure over the years. I think we are doing a better job at it now. But I think in previous years, we've not done a very good job taking care of our veterans when it comes to suicide prevention and PTSD. My dad was in the Army during the Vietnam War and he died when I was really young. Back then, I mean, we didn't know what PTSD was, did we?
We just lived it. I mean, I remember my father, too. He just lived life, and he buried so much of what he saw, and he didn't describe it to anybody else either.
Didn't want to talk about it.
Didn't want to talk about it.
We got some friends, World War II veterans, and to try to get them to talk about what happened, they don't want to do it. It's like they've got it pushed back to a place. And some people can do that. Some people can push it back and do okay with it and lead a normal life. But we got a lot of these folks that they can't, and they start looking for ways out. Some alcohol, drugs, and then I guess what gets down to that end is that suicide.
Unhealthy coping mechanisms.
Self-treatment, self-medication. You see that with a lot of the folks.
Well, that's an interesting point, because the statistics that we have about suicide for the veterans is really compartmentized in this sense. We don't know how many of them committed suicide through drugs.
Yes.
Or alcohol.
Right.
Or diabetes, because they couldn't deal with the situations that they were going through.
Yeah.
So that could even be much larger than it is.
Yeah, and you get a lot of deaths, and I know they have a hard time keeping up with when you start 50 states and all the cities and counties and different medical examiners and coroners and things, and you're right, they may have committed suicide by taking a drug overdose, but the death may have been ruled as a drug overdose.
Drug overdose, right?
Not really
suicide.
Suicide. So those numbers could be a lot higher. And we're talking with Jennifer DuPont and Skip Ritter, and we're talking about a tough subject. It's suicide. And during these holidays, it's a real issue that we've got to do more to try to prevent. And we're specifically today zoning in on our veterans, military service folks, and we're going to get into our first responders. They have an issue with this, too. But we got to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And now, back to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.
Welcome back to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. Our show this week, it's about a difficult subject to talk about. It's suicide. And we see a lot of that, especially during the holidays. And so we wanted to do a show on it and talk about some of the hotlines, some of the programs that are out there to help folks, especially a new program called Be the One that's being put on by the American Legion Post 135 here. They're actively involved in it. My guests today are Jennifer DuPont and Skip Ritter, both with American Legion Post 135. And guys, we've been talking about veterans, military personnel, and the high risk of suicide for those folks. Just in general, though, we talk about just all across the country with your average person. In 2023, there was 49,300 suicide deaths in the United States that we know about. This kind of caught my eye. The three states that have the highest suicide risk are Wyoming, Montana, and Alaska. I've been thinking about those states, and I'm thinking, wow, they're out there in a beautiful country, and the mountains and the snow caps. And now Alaska, I could see with those bad winters they have and darkness for days on time, but I did not think about Wyoming and Montana. Any idea why?
Isolation.
Isolation.
I was going to say social isolation.
Not yes. Having people that they're interacting with on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Maybe a week, maybe a month between they see people. They just live their lives in a little shell, so to speak, rather than a broader spectrum of people.
That makes sense. And then, you know, when you start looking at some of the states with the lowest is like New York and New Jersey and some of those. So that makes sense because they're more interaction on a social basis, I guess. That's amazing. Another one that I found odd was males are 4 times higher risk than females. There's probably a lot of opinions out there as to why that is. South Korea and Japan are the 2 countries that have the highest suicide rates.
It's a male thing because we've had so many more males in the service than females.
Yeah.
But let's not consider that this is just only a male thing because this crosses many borders.
It does.
Cultural and male and female.
It does. It's been a huge problem in our country for a long time. It's a huge problem across the world, as you see with some of these other countries. But it's been something we didn't talk about for a long time, did we, Skip? I mean, I can remember growing up, we had a gentleman that ran a service station there where I was raised, and he actually, we lived on a dirt road that went back to our farm, and he actually came back on that dirt road and committed suicide. And I remember that from my childhood, but it wasn't something you talked about. It was almost like, no, we don't want to talk about this. But if we don't talk about it, we can't help do anything about it, can we, Jeff?
That's right. No. You got to talk about it.
Interjecting here, the major contributing factors to veteran suicide.
Yes.
One of the things they talk about is they refer to it as rugged individualism.
Yeah. Rugged individualism.
Rugged individualism and mostly male.
Yeah.
So they're saying that there are some females a little more type A. So
yeah.
Person that is like that, they won't necessarily talk about if they're struggling.
Of course, I served as the coroner for Putnam County for many years, along with being the EMS and 911 director. And that's the one thing that always mystified me was working those suicide deaths and they're not leaving a note. Families saw nothing. It just makes you wonder what could cause them to get into that mental state to make them want to do that. And I worked a lot of death calls over those years, and that was the one thing that I had the hardest time was seeing a young person. I mean, you see folks that may have terminal illnesses or something that you might say, okay, maybe I understand that. But young people that teenagers, you know, middle-aged for just seemed to be no reason that they committed suicide. And I always found that very hard to accept, and I guess what makes us want to try and do more in prevention.
Well, it's interesting you said the youth in this process because suicide is the number one death among adolescent girls globally, and suicide is the number 2 death cause in the U.S. between 10 years old and 24 years old.
The children always bothered me the most, and having seen teenagers and loss of a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something that you just wouldn't think that would push them to that point, but taking their lives over things like that, and drugs being involved today more than ever in our society.
And peer pressure as
peer
well.
Peer pressure. It's unbelievable what our kids are going through in school. We got a little test here we wanted to do. It's kind of a fact test about suicide, and some of these things, I think there's some misconceptions when it comes to suicide, so we're going to talk about some of these and ask some of these questions. So the first one is, most people who think about suicide die by suicide. True.
False.
Less than 1%, right, Skip?
Yes.
So just because someone, the thought goes through their mind, doesn't mean that they're going to do it. They may be at risk to do it, but less than 1% actually go through it.
And an interesting point is that if they talk about it, the risk even goes farther down.
Because they're willing to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's those folks that don't talk about it that you have to worry about, isn't it? Next one is, only clinicians can or should work in suicide prevention. True or false?
Yes, I'm amazed because not only are the children at risk, but other areas of employment, such as law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS people, right after the American Legion people passing away, the veterans passing away.
And everybody, that question was false. Everybody is supposed to be involved in suicide prevention, aren't we? Take these courses, and sometimes it's just watching for the signs and symptoms of someone that's contemplating it and being able to recognize that, isn't it?
And it's interesting, you do not have to be a clinical person. You don't have to be a doctor or a psychiatrist, a counselor, to see and be able to help somebody who might be considering suicide.
Yeah.
All you have to do is ask questions and open up the door for them to have the opportunity to talk about how they're feeling.
It's amazing that sometimes it's just watching and listening, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
that's part of this program, isn't it?
Yes.
And be the one is watching someone, listening to someone, and a lot of times those signs are there if we're just paying attention.
Let me give you an example. We had Memorial Day at the square, mm-hmm. okay? And, of course, the honor guard shot their volleys of guns off three times. And as I looked around, I watched some people duck.
Yeah.
And you know right away that that's a sensitive spot for them.
Bringing back those bad memories, isn't it?
Yeah. And so afterwards, when I was able to get next to one of the fellows that actually did that, and I sat and talked with him for 45 minutes afterwards while everybody else was taking down the chairs and moving things around. It was interesting to talk to him and find out why he feels that way. By the time we were done with our conversation, I had a pretty good idea that he was okay, but it just is a reflex for him. But at least he was willing to talk about it.
That's the key, isn't it? And we're talking about a tough subject today. It's suicide. It's a problem that we have not only in our country, but all across the world. And especially during the holidays, it's especially a big issue. And we're going to talk about some prevention programs and this new program that the American Legion is doing. It's called Be the One. We got to take a break. Stay with us.
And now back to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.
Welcome back to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hey, it's Christmas time. The kids can't wait for Santa Claus. We can't wait to celebrate Christ's birth. It's an especially great time of the year, and so I hope you're having a good one. This week's show, it's a tough topic that we have to talk about. It's suicide. We see a lot of that happening in our country. We see a lot of it happening around the world, especially during the holidays. But it really affects a group of folks, our military personnel, our veterans, our first responders. And we're talking about some programs and prevention and so forth today that you need to know about. Because it might be someone in your family or a friend that may be contemplating it, and you might be able to help them and prevent it. My guests this week are Jennifer DuPont and my good friend Skip Ritter. They're with American Legion Post 135. Skip, we were talking about it a little earlier, some of these stats. When it comes to our first responders today and all the crazy things that they're seeing and horrific accidents and death and everything, it says more police officers die by suicide than by gunfire and traffic accidents combined.
That's correct.
I mean, that's amazing. And it says a fire department is three times more likely in any given year to lose a firefighter to suicide than to death in the line of duty. And when you think about those firefighters, they have some dangerous jobs. And then they did a survey of EMTs and paramedics in the U.S. and found that 37% had contemplated suicide and 6.6% had actually attempted it. We've got an issue going on out there with these folks that are dealing in these horrific jobs that they have. They're dealing with pain and suffering and horrific accidents and all kinds of things that they're having to see and deal with. Our police officers dealing with life and death things as the firefighters and paramedics are. And there's an issue out there of not being able to recognize these folks ahead of time to be able to try to prevent it. And that's actually part of this, the Be the One program that y'all are putting on and working through with the American Legion, is for us to be the one. Jennifer, I mean, you want to be the one that one of your family members or one of your friends or somebody, an acquaintance, would reach out to you to talk to you about it, right?
Comfortable enough to be approached.
It was just like the other night when I was at an activity and a friend of mine looked like he was a little distraught or whatever. I walked up and asked him if he's okay. And so we had an opportunity to talk about that. And then the other day I was on the phone with him. We had an opportunity to recover that process to make sure everything was all right. Anyone can do this.
Yeah.
And everyone should be aware to be able to do this.
We should want to, shouldn't
yes.
we? Because we never know when it could be one of our family members or one of our friends.
And, you know, suicide just doesn't ramp up over the holidays. It actually continues in January and February where the cold weather.
Winter months.
And then it kind of drops off after
people
that.
People are getting out and socializing more. Jennifer, what made you want to get into this program?
I volunteered to take it over. I had a cousin whose husband committed suicide 3 years ago, and I just saw the impact on my family. And then also, I can think of three people within 1 degree of separation from me. Two friends' sons committed suicide, and then a younger cousin, his buddy, committed suicide, all of which were veterans. And they're in that age range, the under 45 veteran, which is the
high risk,
the highest growing age group.
Yeah.
So that was my reason for taking this on.
Well, thank you for doing that. And Skip, thank you all for doing this and doing it on. Y'all partnered, the American Legion's partnered with Columbia University, put on this program, and there's a ton of information that's out there. You can go to the American Legion website. They have all kinds of information about it. Columbia University does actually put out a suicide severity rating scale that you can go and check out. It can be very helpful. And then for, you know, you may be listening out there, and you may be one of those people that's got PTSD, you may have been in the military, you may be having issues, or you must be a normal citizen that's having thoughts about suicide. If you are, talk to someone. There's a suicide hotline out there that you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 988. Dial 988 on your cell phone. Pick option one, and there's a live person that will physically talk to you and help you. If you just need someone to talk to, if you need help, medical professional help, mental health help, they will help you to find those folks and get some help.
Let me give you a quick example. You find somebody that is struggling, and you talk to them about suicide, and they don't want to really do too much about it, but you could say, can I use your cell phone for a minute? Put in this number and let you talk to that person on the other end of the line. Yeah. They're on the phone 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So we can do that. We don't have to cure them. We just need to refer them in this manner.
Yeah, it's kind of like somebody saying, hey, Jennifer, do you know a doctor I can go see about my knee? Having pain. And you say, oh, yes, I had knee surgery, and I went to this doctor, and here's who you do. You're referring that person to someone that can help them.
Yes.
That's basically what you're doing here. And we're seeing those signs and symptoms. Folks may be reaching out to you in a way that you may not be really realizing what's going on, but you got to be able to watch for those things. And we never know when it might be one of our family members or our friends. You may help and prevent them from doing something like this, because there's nothing. I've always said life is hard, but there shouldn't be anything that's so hard that you would take your own life. And I know that people do, but it's still a mystery sometimes as to.
And we're available to come and talk to different groups if they would like that process, someone to do that.
You've got a Facebook page. The American Legion Post 135 has a Facebook page.
Yes.
Has a lot of information on there that folks can go to. And remember that 988 suicide prevention hotline that you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Skip, you're a little more involved in the front end and the back end both, being the chaplain. You work with a lot of our first responders too. You see the back end of it though, what it does to the families, right?
And the back end is that for every suicide, on an average, there's 135 different people it affects.
Oh.
And so it isn't just the person committing suicide. They're committing suicide and affecting all those other people around them, whether it's mom and dad or grandpas or sisters or brothers or close friends, a wife maybe even, or a husband. Is a very uncomfortable place to be at, but somebody needs to be with them. And that's what chaplains and pastors do.
Makes you want to even more help folks to try to prevent that suicide.
On the front end.
Yeah, so you don't have to deal with it on the back end. Guys, y'all been great. I appreciate what y'all are doing. Folks, if you'd like more information, go to the Facebook page of the American Legion Post 135. You can go to the American Legion website. You can go to the Columbia University website. There's a suicide hotline, 988, that you can call if you need someone to talk to. It's definitely an issue that we have. It's here in Putnam County. It's everywhere that folks are thinking about this, and some folks actually going through with it. Tough topic to talk about today, but we needed to. We need to get that information out. So be the one that's willing to talk to your folks and witness and recognize those signs and symptoms and try to help someone. So guys, thanks for being on the show today. Hey, several of our local churches are putting on a Happy Birthday Jesus Party. That is Saturday, December the 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Coopville First Baptist Church parking lot at Spring and Walnut. You're going to have free food, bounce houses, train rides, balloon animals, live nativity, and more. There will be a worship and birthday celebration at 7:30 p.m. and cake will be served afterwards. So that's going to be a great time. That is Saturday, December the 21st, 6 to 9 at the Coopville First Baptist Church parking lot across from the church there at Spring and Walnut. I also want to thank everyone that came out for the Christmas on the Square event. We had a huge crowd that came out. Great time with the kids, with the pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus and the train rides and all the great activities and events, and then the tree lighting was very special there at the end. So everyone that took part in that, or if you came out, we appreciate you doing that. And we're looking forward to having that again next year. It was such a huge event. That's our show for this week. Hope you join us every week for Today in Putnam County. I'm County Mayor Randy Porter. Hoping you have a great rest of your weekend. May God continue to bless our great county and everyone out there. Merry Christmas. And remember, the reason for the season is to celebrate Christ's birth.
Amen.